Build Back Better broke our podcast.
Well, I was certainly broken by the end of 2021.
Previously on Lost.
The world is pretty bad right now, but the vibes are still good. Let's f-ing go.
Whew, I'm ready. Let's go.
We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism ever again.
Every single swing seat member that co-sponsored Medicare for All
welcome
won their re-election
to a new world.
Welcome to Block Party. The squad is bigger than ever. People are debating what is the best way to use the leverage that might be there for the taking.
Medicare for All.
Student debt.
Green New Deal.
Shift how people think about politics in Congress.
The size of your block has to match the size of your demand.
Understand the fight that you're going to pick. We're not going to move the ball without picking fights.
I mean, the Biden administration, they want to do the right thing. They want America to build back better. We really need to be optimistic.
What the hell?
If we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
I'm afraid that time has come and gone, my friend.
But whenever that dark November, that Friday, the dark, dark Friday, that's when it all died.
The bill is passed on the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
The most powerful part of Biden's climate agenda is now effectively dead.
I don't know what Joe Manchin's beef with children is, but he's got beef with kids.
Build Back Better as we knew it is dead.
It's over.
They closed it down and let it rot. But the things that live there, they come back.
They're trying to figure out how to resurrect parts of it.
It's clear to me that we're going to have to break it up.
How many times have we been here?
Who knows what version of what compromise of a compromise it will be by the end.
What can we do?
Where are we going?
What do we do?
What do we do now?
I don't know. We've never gotten this far.
Across America.
FBI agents reportedly at the home of Representative Henry Cuellar in Laredo.
Looking into possible crimes involving the oil-rich country of Azerbaijan.
This is about, what, like 6 weeks before the Texas primary. He's facing a stiff challenger.
Now we're back to finish what we started.
Jessica, thanks so much for joining us on Block Party. All that and more coming on season 2. See you on the block.